as your professor and as an administrator myself, when you step into your school again, brand new school year, we're a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks away, right?
Right, yeah.
You're going to step into your building and there's going to be new teachers. There's going to be new curriculum. There are going to be new responsibility. The building has changed and you have one or two choices. You can either step into that and say, okay, things are a little different, but guess what? It's okay. I'm ready. Or you can step into that space and say, ugh, a new curriculum. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All the teachers are new. And you can be that person that's going to huddle in the hallway, right? Talk to all the brand new teachers and give them all the gunk. Huh. Or you can be the person to step into the hallway with all those new teachers and say, you know what? This is going to be an amazing year. Yep, that's a couple of things that are different, but it's okay. We got this. What type of educator do you want to be? Because that, again, is what's going to translate right down to our students.
Welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my special guest today is Dr. Janetta Cooper. Janetta is the principal at Horizon Science Academy's Twin Cities, and that's in Richfield, Minnesota. She is also an adjunct professor at Concordia University, St. Paul. Dr. Cooper, so thank you. So thankful that you're here, and thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. So I've been in education now for about 36 years. You say it out loud, it's like, whoa, that's a long time. So about 36 years, did not start out in education, didn't think that this is where I wanted to go. My bachelor's degree is in criminal justice because I went to school to be a lawyer. And so divine intervention said, maybe not. My first job was at the Boys and Girls Clubs in Texas, where I'm originally from. And honestly, it kind of took off from there. And here we are 35 years later, 36 years later, still doing what I love to do. I didn't think that that is where my passion was. I have learned, and I continue to learn, obviously, being an educator, we understand that the learning never stops. So what I learned over the many years is that this is truly where my passion is, for so many reasons. And so this is where I am. I'm married to a pastor, and we have two adult children. And we are from Texas originally, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and now we reside in Minnesota.
Nice, nice. And tell me, what's going on at Horizon Science Academy? How did you land there?
So many things are going on at Horizon Science Academy. Let me tell you, it's an amazing school. It's a smaller school, but I love it because I like to say we are a small village here in the middle of Richfield, Minnesota, right? And so everything that we do is centered around, of course, our students, our parents, and our teachers. So it's hard to talk about a school and not mention all of the people who has an impact on what you do every day, right? So yes, of course, we love our students. We have a beautiful population of students, Somali students, Hispanic students, Asian students, and they all come to us. And I wanna say because our door is so open, and when you come through the door, what you feel is just a surrounding of love. And so as a leader, my job is to, of course, make our students feel welcome, make our parents feel welcome. But I think for me, in order to do that, I have to kind of start at the top. So there's me, mm-hmm. and then there are all of my educators.
Right.
And so as a leader, my first focus, and you sometimes think, well, your first focus is the students. My first focus is actually my educators.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah. Right? Because yeah, in order to have a school that is going to thrive in what is amazing for students is it has to start with the adults in the building. So, for me, it goes straight down to my teachers and my staff and how they feel when they come to work every day. We, of course, determine our own destiny. We determine how our day will go. We also determine how the day will go for our students. So if I have a building full of educators who feel cared for, heard, respected, can communicate effectively, they come to work and they feel that love, then that love instantly goes down to our students.
Right.
And then our students feel that love. And then our students then take that home. And then the parents feel that love, right? And so it's like this circle. So if I show up every day in a space that is not positive, then that's what I can expect out of our school. So when you walk through our doors, you feel the care in our building from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what is important to us and every student that we serve. And that's how we serve our students well. We can't leave out the adult part of it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what you should do as a leader is mm-hmm. love on the people that you're leading. Boy, that's so good. That's so good. And it's Lighthouse. That's how we do it at Lighthouse. You know, it's like I always tell people, like when you become an entrepreneur and you start a business, you have all these plates that you're spinning. And then I've just given all those plates away to really smart people and then love on them and make sure that they feel that they're valued. And then they just do an amazing job. And then it goes from there. Yeah. And they love on the therapist. And then and I'll tell you, when you are, I don't care how professional you are, if you're having a bad day or if you hate what you're doing or if you're not happy in the role that you're in, no matter how professional you are, that comes through.
It
leaks through. It's ugly. Yes. Yeah.
You can feel it. You can see it. And you can pretend, but the people around you, they know when you're pretending.
Yeah.
Especially students.
Oh, yeah.
They know if you really want to be in.
And if you're genuine. Yeah. If you're genuine or not. Oh, they get that. Oh, in a second, they get that. Yeah.
They do. So the second part is that I think this is one of the reasons also that the adjunct professor role is also so important, because my second thing outside of educating our students and making sure that when they leave, and this is what I like to say, when you leave, the comfort and love of these four walls, the four walls being our building, my job is to prepare you for what it looks like on the outside of our building. When you don't have the comfort of this love and support that surrounds you for 6-7 hours a day, at some point you have to leave this building.
Yeah.
And so my job is to make sure I prepare you when you leave this building, that you're ready for whatever the world has to offer. And the world isn't always kind. Right. And so I try to make sure that, first of all, my students understand that. And so I think one of the reasons that I love being an adjunct professor so much is because one of my other passions is to educate educators. I want people to understand that this is a chosen role. It's a called role for many. It was a called role for me. But for some, it's a chosen role. And they're like, this is just what I want to do for these reasons. So I love talking to educators because I want them to understand the huge responsibility they've to undertake, right? You said this is what you want to do. So in order to do this thing, you have to have some skills. You have to know how to treat people. You have to, first of all, step into it. Yes, I want you to have confidence, but you also have to step into it with just a little bit of humility and open-mindedness.
Empathy, right?
And some empathy and care and sympathy.
Right.
Everything that I pour into you, I expect you to turn around and pour that then into our students and our parents and the community, because we're all one. We come together, we're all one. So I taught a class last night. I have 50-something master's level education students in my class. And I told them, I said, this is our last instructional meeting. And the one thing I wanted them to understand, because they come from all over, they're mm-hmm. all teachers. They're all either SPED teachers or they're inside of school. And they said, that would be my only ask as your professor and as an administrator myself. When you step into your school again, brand new school year, we're a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks away, right?
Right, yeah.
You're going to step into your building and there's going to be new teachers. There's going to be new curriculum. There are going to be new responsibilities. The building has changed and you have one or two choices. You can either step into that and say, okay, things are a little different, but guess what? It's okay. I'm ready. Or you can step into that space and say, ugh, a new curriculum. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All the teachers are new. And you can be that person that's going to huddle in the hallway, right? Talk to all the brand new teachers and give them all the gunk. Or you can be the person to step into the hallway with all those new teachers and say, you know what? This is going to be an amazing year. Yep, that's a couple of things that are different, but it's okay. We got this. What type of educator do you want to be? Because that, again, is what's going to translate right down to our students. And
that's so, good.
I think it's so important that as leaders that we understand that, first of all, you know, yes, of course, you have to have all of the organization and, you know, make sound decisions and you have to do all that stuff. We get that. I think sometimes we forget about the part where we treat humans like humans should be treated. And that's from the smallest human all the way up to the oldest human. That our job is to be, first of all, be kind to one another, to be understanding, tolerant, allow people to live their lives, but also offer them a shoulder. I mean, I have a teacher, have teachers that are coming here and say, Dr. Cooper, today I just need a shoulder. And I say, I tell them I have two. I have two. Pick one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Pick one. Right? Pick one. Absolutely. Yeah.
Because that's my job. I'll carry the weight on my shoulders if that means you can step in front of our students and perform your very, very best and give them what they need. I'll make sure you get what you need.
Yeah.
And so if we have all of our leaders doing that, what a world, right?
What a world. Couple of things that I wanted to add to what you said. You talked about pouring into the students. And yeah, I've heard this before where it's like you can't pour into students if you've got an empty cup. So, you know, make sure your cup is full. And that's what you're doing. You're making sure that your leaders' cups are full. And that is so beautiful. And that I was thinking about when you were talking to your students and from the perspective of a professor, when my kids were little, I remember I did I was trying to protect them from bad, quote, bad kids in school, kids that would lead them astray, you know, and the object lesson was a bruised and rotten apple. And we took a bruised and rotten apple. We bruised it ourselves, you know, because that's the kids. Kids aren't bruised because they want to be bruised. They're bruised because somebody else has hurt them. And that was one of the points, you know, that I was making. But that bruise, and then we put that into a bag, took that bag of apples, took that bad apple that we had made bad because of how it was treated and how it was abused and put it into that bag and then put that bag under the sink and left it for, I think it was a couple of weeks. And boy, the bad apple and that spoiled went through those. I'll tell you, my kids were just astounded by that lesson, but it was like, you know, it's like, and that's you. So you gotta, so you can be the bad apple and spread your poison, you know, or you can be the, take who you are and be the one who spreads love and comfort and positivity to the world, you know, and then the Christian in me comes out and then what does God say? God says, love me and love others. Those are the two greatest commandments, you know, so let's love people, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So. Yeah. The person, walking down the hall, the teacher that comes in every morning. So I make two points. There are three things that I do every single day, rain, sleet, or snow. I'm in Minnesota, so snow.
Yeah. You get that, right? Why did you move to Minnesota from Dallas, Texas?
Oh my gosh. No, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So the three points that I have to do, the three things I is a priority for me every single day is my teachers are due here at 7:30. My first priority is to sit at our front desk every single morning so that I can say good morning to every single teacher that walks in this building. Mm-hmm. That's important because I can tell by their good morning what type of day they're having, right? And if it's right a good morning that's down, then I know I need to get up and check on that person and say to them, tell me what you need today. If you're going to need a little bit extra, you let me know that you need a little bit extra. If you need a little extra time, you let us know. Like, we have you because I need you to be well and whole to take care of our kids. First thing I do every single day. Second thing I do is I'm at the front door every single morning to greet every single kid. So again, rain, sleet, or snow, doesn't matter if it's a blizzard. Guess what? I'm bundled up and I'm at the front door and I want a hug or a high five or none or whatever you want to give me. Yep. But there has to be a good morning. And my reasoning behind that is to always think, we have really large families. Some of our families are 6, 7, or 8 family members. And so I always think about the student, the sixth grader, the seventh grader that had to wake up this morning. Mom had to go to work early, so she's gone. Dad is on the road, so he's gone. So we have a sixth grader or a seventh grader that's responsible for their 5 siblings, getting them up, getting them dressed, get them to the bus, and guess what? Get them to school. And who said good morning to them while they were doing all of this? Probably no one.
Nobody.
So guess what? If that first good morning and that first smile and that first hug, that first high five that you get every morning is from me, then that is my role and my responsibility, because I want your day to start out amazing. I don't know what your night was like, and I don't know what it was like before you got here, right?
Yeah.
And then the very last thing is at 3 o'clock every day, I'm at that door. Why? Because I want to say goodbye to every student. If you were in trouble yesterday and I didn't see you today, I want you to know that, guess what? I didn't see you in my office today. That is fantastic. I'm very proud of you, right? Tomorrow, let's do that again, right?
Right.
Or if you were in my office today, when you leave, I want to say to you, I don't want to see you in my office tomorrow. I'll see you in the morning, but I don't want to see you in my office tomorrow. Tomorrow needs to be better. And that just shows them that you care, you pay attention. And then I want them to know that when you leave, again, this space, and you head home on your bus or in your van, that I want you to have a good evening. But my intention is to see you tomorrow,
yeah.
Right? So it's yeah. how you navigate the world when you walk outside of these four walls, that those hours, right? Because some of you are now going home, same thing. You're going straight to daycare. You're going straight to Dixie. You are making sure your brothers and sisters can do their homework. You may be making dinner. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then you're going to wake up, you're going to do it all over again. So who's going to tell you, you know what, have a good evening. And I want to see you tomorrow. So those are just the three things that I make it a point to do. And I think some as leaders, we forget about how important it is to be intentional in our communications and our expectations and how we treat others. I don't care how tired you are. Your job is to intentionally make sure that the people who surround you know that you care.
What if every student could work with a therapist who brings not just credentials, but years of experience and wisdom to the table? At Lighthouse Therapy, most of our therapists have over 16 years of real-world experience. We don't just fill seats. Instead, we find therapists who've seen it all and know how to help. And every new therapist is paired with a mentor to help them guide them every step of the way. Whether through virtual, hybrid, or in-person delivery, your students are getting services that's thoughtful, experienced, and genuinely human. Visit lighthouse-therapy.com/brighter together to learn more.
Yeah. And when you're paying attention, it doesn't take much. When you pay attention, it doesn't take much to see that somebody's having a bad day or that somebody's off, something's off. And when I was working with kids, I've been doing virtual since 2011. And the second they log in, you know, I mean, I was like, I may have a lesson plan. That lesson plan goes out the door. What's happening? Absolutely. Tell me what's happening because you see it. Yeah.
Yes. And I can stop them at the door and I can see the good morning, but I also see their face.
Yeah.
And do you need to go and wait for me? And it's usually, I'll be up as soon as all the kids.
How can a child be ready to learn when they've got whatever that burden is on their shoulders? They need that burden lifted.
Absolutely. You know,
for some of them, it's a warm building. For some of them, it's a meal. For some of them, it's that hug that you're giving them, and that's enough. But some of them need way more than that. And that's amazing. You're giving them that. That's really cool. Yeah.
It's so important. I mean, because otherwise, why are we doing what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't need to be here, right?
Yeah.
If I cannot show human kindness and love, then I don't need to be here because I've completely missed the boat at that point. You know, the person who or the leader that stops leading, stop caring, who is jealous, who is inconsiderate, the Bible calls that person a fool.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Because,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How do you grow if you stop learning? Because if you think you know everything, then you have stopped learning.
Right.
You are in turn a fool, and that's sad. I feel sad for you.
Yeah.
That is how you're living your life, because that means nothing can get in, right? There's no growth. There's no understanding. There's nothing. You're just a shell of a person walking around thinking you know everything, and you don't. What I learned from my students, my staff, even my college students, is way more. And I tell them all the time, I know you guys think you get a lot from me, but what I learned from you is way more than what I could ever teach you.
And they get, and you get paid to do it, right?
That's it. Oh my gosh. You each have your own set of gifts. And I lean on those gifts. My job is to find out what your gifts are. And sometimes you don't even know yourself. Mm-hmm. So I'll put you in a position and they're like, but Dr. Cooper, how do you? And I'm like, oh, you can do it. I know you can. And they kill it. And I was like, I told you, because my job is to pull out whatever is amazing in you so that then you can be your best. Otherwise, then I'm just kind of here tooting my own horn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that.
No, nobody wants. I don't care how good you play. I don't have good, you know, and I think about athletes, you know, and I'm not going to name any athletes, but I'm telling you, there are some out there that they have been given a gift, and it is a beautiful thing to watch them. And they give that gift, and they give, and they give, and they give. And then there are others that have been given that gift, and they think they are God's gift to the earth. And it's, I don't even want to watch them. I'm just like, ew. Yeah. Yeah.
I know people like that.
Yeah. Exactly. I tell people at Lighthouse, it's like, I got so many amazing people here and I try really hard to pour. They know when I'm having a bad day. They all know me well enough because I'm an open book. But boy, when you give your people the opportunity to be who they're supposed to be and to do what they're supposed to do and trust that they're going to do it. It's amazing. Yes. It's a beautiful thing to see.
It's a beautiful thing. You see them blossom in ways and they surprise themselves.
Yeah.
And they're usually like, I didn't think I could do that. I had a teacher in here yesterday, one of my teachers. And she's like, I'm Dr. Cooper. I got this email and it said that I'm on this committee. And I'm like, yeah, I signed you up. Okay. And I said, you're going to kill it. You're going to kill it. You're a lead teacher in this building for a reason. You got this. And she was like, okay. It's like in everything I give her, she does just that. I hope you don't. That she's just going to step into it and give her very best, because they all do. I have to say that I have the most amazing group of educators in this building. The team, the school culture that we have built is amazing. It took some work, but that's okay.
Yeah. It's great work. It's work that's the great. We were talking about that the other day. You can do the work in the front end and create incredible teachers and leaders and such, or you can deal with the behaviors and the problems on the back end. And it's probably more work on the back end than it is to do the work up front.
Absolutely.
I was talking to, John Weekly. He was talking about that and he's actually in Minnesota too. He's at, Sherburn Northern Right Special Education Cooperative, also in Minnesota.
Nice. Yeah. What's his name? Yeah. John?
John Weekly. W-E-E-K-L-E-Y. Yeah. His podcast is Two Before Yours.
Oh, nice.
And the crazy thing about him and I is we grew up in the same town, Grand Island, Nebraska. So he's younger than I am, but it was a great conversation. And it just, same thing, you know, it's like we're getting so many people that really understand it, really get that you put the work in on the front end and the dividends are beyond what you can imagine on the back end.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Brand new school year coming and I only had to hire 3 teachers.
Nice.
Because they're like, we're not going anywhere. Like, why would we do that?
Why would you want to go out there and deal with that when I got all of it right? I hear that here too. Our staff, and we have an 82% retention rate with our therapists and an 80% retention rate with our schools, because, you know, it's like we're doing it. We're doing it well. And we love on. I always tell people, I'm like, I don't have just one customer. You know, it's like I have the therapist, because we're a contract company, but, you know, the therapist, and we have the schools. But we both sides come together for the kids. I hit my microphone, but for the kids, you know, and that's the reason that we're all here is for those kids. So
that's the reason we do what we do. And I think about our school and every year when the kids are ready to come back, I try to create a new environment for them. So when they step in, they can go, oh, this is new. And it's just my way of trying to get them to understand the level of respect I want them to have for the building that they learn in. Right. And I'm like, you know how hard I work to do this? Look, I expect you to, first of all, go tell your friends, like, oh my goodness, my school is amazing. Every time I come back, it looks different. And then I expect for you to tell your friends in the building when you see them doing something that they shouldn't do. Dr. Cooper said she worked really hard on that. Let's not tear that up.
Mess it up. Right. Yeah,
exactly. Absolutely. And so, and that's just one of those life lessons, something I want you to take with you again, when you leave these four walls and step outside of the comfort and the love of this building into a cruel world, that you understand that what you bring to the table is way more important than what you take away from the table.
Yeah. And even the table that you're sitting at, you know? Yeah.
Yes. No matter how big or small, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a role to play.
100%. Well, oh my goodness, we are out of time. But wow, what a great conversation. It has been so fun to speak with you, Janetta. And where do people go? Where do people go to find you and to find your school?
So they can go on Facebook. They can go on Instagram. They can Google the school, Horizon Science Academy, Twin Cities. I also do leadership trainings and school culture trainings. I'm going to Utah.
That does not surprise me.
I know. I'll be in Utah for a leadership training that I'm giving in Utah in October. So if they want services for their school, I'm also available to come in and step in and help wherever I can. I'm also on LinkedIn and Facebook. So you can find me. I'm out there, and you can probably find all kinds of recordings. I'm out there. But our school is Horizon Science Academy, Twin Cities in Richfield, Minnesota. And we would love to have you stop in and take a look and feel what you feel when you walk through those doors. And you won't have to say a word, but you'll feel it right here in your heart.
Yeah. Oh, I know for sure. I'm for sure. We're going to be there in October, back in Minnesota. So hopefully we can stop by. That would be great.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be awesome. Wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you again for being on the Brighter Together podcast, because we are really brighter together.
Yes, we are. I agree 1000%. And thank you for having me. God bless you.
Thank you.